Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's beloved husband of 21 years, died unexpectedly in 1861 at the age of just 42. Victoria, who never recovered from the loss, commissioned a memorial dedicated to her husband, and the Albert Memorial was revealed to the public in July of 1872. The memorial consists of an ornate canopy sheltering a statue of the prince covered in real gold leaf. His figure is looking south to the Royal Albert Hall and the Victorian Albert Museum, both projects begun by the prince. The memorial stands 176 feet, or 54 meters tall, and was built at a cost of £120,000, which is the equivalent of over £10 million today. It took 10 years to complete the structure, as the level of detail was so high. There's almost too much to point out here. The four statues on the four corners represent the four Victorian industrial arts and sciences: agriculture, commerce, engineering, and manufacturing. There are also corner figures that represent the areas of the globe, as Victorians saw them: Asia, Africa, America, and Europe. There are four animals to represent each one: an elephant, a camel, a bison, and a bull. The central part of the memorial is surrounded by an elaborate sculptural piece known as the Frieze of Parnassus, depicting 169 individual musicians and poets on the south side, painters on the east, sculptors on the west side, and architects on the north. Note that on the first Sunday of each month, public tours are held here, which allow guests to get up close and take a great look at the detail of the frieze surrounding the base. The canopy features mosaics along the sides as well as underneath, all of which were manufactured in Venice. The four external mosaics show allegorical figures of the four arts: poetry, painting, architecture, and sculpture, supported by two historical figures on each side. The beauty of the mosaics partially comes from their construction, as they are made up of enamel, marble, granite, stone, jasper, onyx, crystal, and even more. No detail is unintentional or less fantastic than another. Albert himself is facing the Royal Albert Hall, and you can get a good view of it here, too. Built around the same time as the memorial, the Royal Albert Hall is a beautiful concert hall just a stone's throw from the gardens. Opened by Queen Victoria in 1871, the building quickly became one of the most high-profile musical venues in the country, and later the world, hosting more than 350 events every year. It's possible to tour the hall with a paid-for guided tour, but it's also completely free to walk the entirety of the outside and admire the beautiful construction, carvings, and decorations that surround it. If you wish to do that now, just come back to the memorial when you're done to continue your tour. Stand with your back to Albert's back and walk away from the statue, back toward Flower Walk. When you get there, continue straight, past the other path that will cross the one you're on. About a minute after that, you'll come to Mount Walk, another path that will cross the one you're standing on. Here, take the left. Walk until you see the small path that leads right off of Mount Walk directly to the Round Pond. Once you're on the banks of the pond, play the next clip.